If he's elected and they don't pay bills, he says they owe the alliance. If Russia attacked them?
No, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want. You got to pay. You got to pay your bills.
But NATO members don't pay dues or owe money on bills. They have targets of spending 2% of their federal budgets on defense. That's the issue. And with or without it, the members are bound by a treaty to protect each other. Houston police say the woman who opened fire in Joel Osteen's megachurch yesterday was a lone wolf and did not have explosives with her. Her off-duty cop shot and killed her. The shooting is believed to have resulted from a dispute, police sources said. The six people shot on a New York City subway platform in the Bronx today got into an argument that escalated, police say. One of those shot has died. It was a largely positive day on Wall Street. This is ABC News. New data from the National Association of Realtors showing that single women own more homes in the U.S. than single men. Real estate agent Cheryl Abrams Davis works in Maryland, speaking with ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
In 2023, of the people who purchased homes, six of the 13 buyers were unmarried women.
So your own data shows that about half of people who buy homes are single women.
Big winter storm headed to the Northeast. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu.
Starting tonight at 10 p.m., we are also declaring a snow emergency. That means that parking bans will be in effect on posted roadways and major arteries to ensure that we can keep streets clear of snow and available for emergency vehicles.
Boston schools already closed for tomorrow. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ indexes closed lower, the Dow higher. The S&P slipped 5 points after closing Friday above the 5,000 level for the first time. Most of the stocks in that index rose. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Skilled designers and craftsmen bring your vision to life with unparalleled quality, embracing locally sourced materials. The cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet, or give them a call at 739-4440. Check their Facebook page for a glimpse into their world. With over 20 years in business, they're here to make your dreams a reality. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or Saturdays and evenings by appointment.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Need help finding a great Valentine's Day gift? This is Angie, here to remind you that at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we strive to make it as easy as possible. We have jewelry at every price point, and we're eager to make your Valentine's Day one to remember. From diamond stud earrings and stunning fashion jewelry to all different kinds of love-inspired designs, all waiting for you to pick out today. Even better, from now until the 14th, spin the wheel and get a percentage off your purchase. Ladies, don't forget to stop in at J.J. Walsh Jewelers and put together a wish list while we clean and check your jewelry for free. JJ Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
When you want the best tasting, freshest meat for your family's dinner table, there's only one choice, the Richland Locker. Along with a tempting selection in the display case, the locker cuts to order locally raised beef by the whole, half, or quarter, and hogs by the whole or half for an economical way to fill your freezer with high quality meat that will last for months. You'll see and taste the difference. The Richland Locker on South Main Street, Richland Center, your local meat market since 1939.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. So with spring right around the corner, our garden seeds have arrived. Choose from many varieties of vegetable seeds and many different types of bulk seed corn. Also, we carry maple syrup supplies, including taps, buckets, bags, and many other things. So stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse to see these items and many more. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Mostly clear and chilly tonight, low 24. Partly cloudy and quiet tomorrow, high 38. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 24. And partly to mostly cloudy and rather mild Wednesday, then snow likely overnight with a few inches possible. It could be mixed with rain at first, high 44. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northwest at 4 miles per hour, and our temperature is 43 degrees.
100.9 WRCO. There's a war down in the holler. Tax man came to take his daughter. It's how I sing, like old stalker. Guns from rising ever higher, going to the burns, the devil's fire. I share the fates and sins of my fathers, old rebel saints and outlaws. Come as no surprise. I'll soon be at any price and meet you in a by and by. Then my arms I couldn't write. So don't you pay no mind to what happens tonight. No lessons learned, no peace to say.
Up her children and she herds them to the car and drives down to the mega church but can't find a place to park. Then she feels a little guilty when she takes his name in vain, so she folds her last $2 and she drops them in the plate. It's Sunday morning, Sunday morning in America. Back is out of kilter,
from sleeping on concrete. And he'd like to have some breakfast, but he'd trade it for a drink. And those early morning joggers, they're quick to pass him by. And the ones that drop a dollar, they don't dare look him in the eye. Another Sunday morning, Sunday morning in America. Sunday morning, Sunday morning in America. Smell the eggs and bacon, I hear the church bells ring. Boats on the lake, and a redhead freckle face blows out the candles on his birthday cake. Sunday morning, Sunday morning in America. He's hunkered in a bunker with a rifle in his hand, laying his life on the line for every inch of sand. But he's dreaming about that freedom that he's been fighting for, and the arms that'll wrap around him when he comes walking through that door. Some Sunday morning, Sunday morning in America. Now there's a lot of things wrong in America, but I thank God for those who lay down their lives to make this place my home. Smell the eggs and bacon, I hear the church bells ring, cheerleaders shaking on a 57-inch big screen TV, and there's trucks on a highway.
That midnight rolls around. That's around us. she would call. And just the other day, I took her smiling face down off my wall.
Straight roundabout way on Country and Community, and I'm Tim Thien. I'm here till about 7:15. I shall be playing music till about 7:15, and then we'll have boys basketball action. It will be Wanewalk Center at Riverdale with Phil Nee and Kurt Thompson making the call for that game. And hoping your Monday's a good one so far. Right now we're down to 43 degrees after getting up to 48 today, and that's according to the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge, and our time is 6:17 on this 12th day of February. It's hard to believe that we're almost towards the middle of the month, and remember there's only 29 days, usually 28 days, but this is a leap year, so 29 days. So technically, we're almost to the middle of it, about a couple days away from towards the middle of February. And time is going by fast this year, folks. Going to come up to the end of the year before you know it again, but enjoy the time as it goes along anyways. And hopefully the weather will kind of make up its mind. It sounds like it's going to get a little cool again this week and some snow again, but towards the end of the week it's starting to go back up. So kind of a roller coaster ride. That's the way it's been for the past year or so. It seems like the weather, one moment it's cooler and damp, and another time it's warmer and dry, and you just never know in Wisconsin what kind of weather you'll have dealt to you. And just wanted to let you know, Grace, a nonprofit community hospice serving Iowa, Grant, and Lafayette counties, will offer Bridges, a professionally led virtual grief support group for adults who are grieving the death of any loved one. It will meet on Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 via Zoom. There is no fee for the program if a participant's family was in hospice care in the past 12 months. Fees or others can be lowered or waived if needed. Pre-registration is required. Call 608-327-7118. Coming up next, we have Mr. Garth Brooks with That's What Cowboys Do.
She told me she was lonely and it'd be all right if happy ever after only meant one night. So we saddled up and sat and rode off for the morning sun. Oh, somewhere between the neon and the morning skies, I saw that I was falling for those deep blue eyes. And I couldn't help but wonder, could this woman be the one? Then came to the leaving part. The Sleeping Beauty nearly had my heart. But a cowboy's always got somewhere to go. Another song to sing, another day to save, another and sunsets down. It ain't nothing, yet they're just passing through. That's what cowboys do. Satan's bright, and the odds of getting even started seeming mighty thin. So I gave the nod and everybody held on tight. Went dancing with the devil on Friday night. Whenever you're in Texas, the cowboy's gonna always win. Then it came to the leaving part. Leaving Texas always breaks my heart. But a cowboy's always got some. Sunsets down, it ain't nothing new. Yeah, they're just passing through. That's what cowboys do. They're always leaving town, chasing sunsets down.
But it didn't come from class. It came from a long ride home on a bus in the back. We were learned how to cuss from them high school kids. Throw a punch, take a punch, steal a kiss. Yeah, she had 2 years on me the day I turned 16. I had a Fox Body Mustang. She had a body like a dream. We ran on young love, good music, cheap gasoline. Found out you can still go too far, even when the tank's on E. Here's to the lessons that don't come cheap, to the long-lost lovers in the shotgun seats. Here's to the wild and the restless souls who got their street smarts running down them county roads, county roads, county roads. That wrench in my hand sure put a wrench in my plans, but daddy said good help was hard to find. I guess I stood her up on too many Friday nights. She ended up in the truck with a buddy of mine. Yeah. Sober. Here's to the scrapes and the dents and the scars on our boots, our cars, our reckless hardship. Here's to the lessons that don't come cheap, to the long lost lovers in the shotgun seats. Here's to the wild and the restless souls who got their street smarts running down them county roads, county roads, county roads. County roads.
it down to the river in the back of Fred's truck. Remember that one time you said it was so right. Go get juice down by the riverbed tonight. See, it's late now and I gotta get you home. Your mama don't like me and you being alone. I asked you a couple of times, you said it was alright. Go rooting around the riverbed tonight. Tell me that you love me, if it's true. I don't want no one, girl, if I can't have you. This Oklahoma breakdown, so do got you crying. Let me tell you that.
Gunderson Bascobel Area Hospital and Clinics proudly welcomes family nurse practitioner Karen Lomas to our growing primary care team. With local roots and a diverse nursing background, Karen is passionate about helping patients reach their health goals through personalized care and support. Visits with Karen include wellness exams, women's health, acute illnesses, and management of chronic medical conditions. To schedule an appointment with Karen, call Gunderson Bascobel today.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9 or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center.
Find the perfect Valentine's gifts and decor at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Hi, this is Julie. Our Valentine's Day decorations feature bold reds and heartfelt designs that capture the style of the season. Say I love you with a stunning rose bouquet or a beautiful floral arrangement. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. There's more to love at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, your Valentine headquarters.
This is Lori Berry, Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Mostly clear and chilly tonight with a low of 24. Partly cloudy and quiet tomorrow, high 38. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 24. Partly to mostly cloudy and rather mild on Wednesday, then snow likely overnight with a few inches possible. It could be mixed with rain at first, high 44. Snow ending in the morning on Thursday with another inch or so possible. Breezy with partial clearing later, high 36. And looking ahead to Friday, breezy and colder with light snow possible in the morning, high 28. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and our current temperature is 43 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
There's no doubt he had a real good day. There were blackberries blooming in the red dirt clay, and the smell of jasmine floating through the pines. I bet he knew right then we'd love our chicken fried and sweet tea to wash it down when God made the sound. He put grits and gravy in our blood. He put the Delta Blues in the Mississippi mud. He put lazy and Sunday so we'd sit a spell. And he put the buckle in the Bible belt and the draw, y'all, we can't get out when God made the sound. In the beginning, he blessed this place. We got blue suede shoes and amazing grace. Barbecue in backwoods, he said it's all good, and sent a little heaven down when God made a sound. I was born one of the chosen few, and I can't help but thinking, baby, somehow he knew that I'd be falling for an angel right here tonight. Under the moon that he hung in the sky, he already had it all planned out when God made the sound. In the beginning, he blessed this place. We got free bird and amazing grace. Barbecue in backwoods, he said it's all good, and sent a little heaven down when God made the sound. Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Can I get an amen for the armadillos and the magnolias? Moon pie and RC Cola? And how many times Charlie Dunn told you what happened to the devil when he went down to Georgia?
In the beginning, he blessed this place. We got jambalaya and amazing grace. Barbecue and backwoods, he said it's all good. It's in a little
when God made the sound. When God made
talking jukebox. I keep the hits spinning nonstop. Something about a steel guitar moaning the blues makes me want to throw back a case or two. They say honky tonk heroes go to heaven, you know. Maybe that's why everybody wants to go. Cause it sounds like the radio back in 94, you know. Hook the speaker up to my soul. It sounds like the radio.
Often on so long, you've been here, then you've been gone so many times. And every night, yeah, I'm always bumping into you. We do the same things we used to. It's your place or it's mine, so. Shots of whiskey, are you on your way? We're tipsy, baby, come kiss me. I can't wait, I can't wait. Mississippi 2, Mississippi 3, in the morning we'll be on our way. So tipsy, can't stop kissing. I can't wait, I can't wait forever. Every time I'm at this bar, tap on the shoulder, turn around, and baby, there you are. And it's fire, you like this bourbon, 100 proof. Yeah, they don't burn the way you do. Yeah, we're better in the dark, so. Oh, 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 oh. We'll lie, I swear we're through with the lonely, drunken deja vu. Oh, 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 oh. 5 minutes out of downtown. Ain't nothing but a countdown. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three shots of whiskey, are you on your way? Kiss me, I can't wait, I can't wait. Mississippi 2, Mississippi 3, in the morning we'll be on our way. So tipsy, can't stop kissing, I can't wait. Smoke rings in the dark, yeah. Oh, we'll lie, I
I'm at this bar, tap on the shoulder, turn around, and baby, there you are.
Kindergarten, 5 years old, you and me and Mother Goose. Learning lines to nursery rhymes, and that's when I fell in love with you. Back when it was 1, 2, buckle my shoe. 3, 4, shut the door. 5, 6, pick up sticks. Even then my heart was yours. College days miles apart, so afraid you'd forget. Writing letters every day and ending everyone like this. 1, 2, I miss you. 3, 4, I walk the floor. 5, 6, come back quick. And I don't wanna miss you no more.
As we watch, I hold your hand, and you're still holding on to my heart. And now it's 1, 2, I love you. 3, 4, let's have one more. 5, 6, I wouldn't miss a day of this for all the treasure on the ocean floor. 1, 2, I love you. 3, 4, let's shut the door. 5, 6, kiss after kiss. I can't wait to hold you once more.
Clay Walker with 1, 2, I love you. I'm sure a lot of people will be saying that on in a couple more days. Valentine's Day coming up on Wednesday, and hopefully you'll be able to celebrate that day with your sweetheart. Me, no sweetheart here, so it won't have anybody to celebrate the day with, but that's okay. But I hope everybody else has a great Valentine's Day. And coming up later this evening, actually going on right now, they're underway. It's the Milwaukee Bucks taking on the Denver Nuggets in Milwaukee at Pfizer Forum. Tip-off for that contest is going to be at 7. And you can hear the broadcast of that game right now on WRCE 107.7 at AM 1450. That's because the pregame for that contest is underway right now. And then later on, coming up shortly on WRCO 100.9 right here and on WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app, we got boys basketball action, Wanewalk Center at Riverdale. And tip-off should be around 7:15. And Phil Nee and Kurt Thompson will be making the call for that game.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends, while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
If you're looking for quality fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, you need to head to the Richland Cattle Center Wednesdays at 11:30. This week's auction includes 12 head of milking cows picked up from a retiring Greene County dairyman, 40 years of AI breeding, stall barn milk, and let outside daily. Plus, the weekly run of fresh cows and two-year-olds, milking and breadback cows, springing cows and first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit StateAuction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sales at Ithaca every Wednesday morning starting at 11:30.
February is here, and Valentine's Day is right around the corner, so love is in the air. I, Jamie Johnson, also known as Coach Johnson, would love to spread some health and hope this month. In honor of Valentine's Day being the 14th, I'll provide 14% off this month for those who place a new order with me. You can reach out on Facebook or contact me at 608-604-7751. Others took advantage of last month's offer, and that group is down over 100 pounds already. Are you ready to lose weight, maintain, or add muscle? Our program can help. You know me. I love to coach. Contact Coach Johnson today, have an informed conversation, and get 14% off.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The Wisconsin Farm Center is available to answer questions and connect farmers to resources. The team works to support Wisconsin's agriculture economy. Farmers needing a welcoming ear to talk to. Please call the 24/7 Wisconsin Farmer Wellness Hotline at 1-888-901-2558. This message in support of farm families is a service of Riverdale Veterinary Clinic, a full-service veterinary clinic dedicated to the health and well-being of your large and small animals. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola has provided competitive livestock prices since 1963. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, give Darren, Cole, or Jim a call today. Lime Ridge Ag was established in 1986 to provide livestock feed and nutritional services, Rob Seco seed, and grain storage equipment. And Southwest Tech, agriculture is filled with opportunities. Check out your options at swtc.edu/ag. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Never knew my old man's truck could even run like that. Should've known better than to take that curve so fast. Daddy pulled up, I was down in a ditch, and he asked me why I did what I did. There was this girl, drink in her hand, shoot me a let's get into trouble grin. I ain't never seen something so fine, and I was doing anything to make her mine. I was out of my mind, she was out of this world. There was this girl. Some folks ask me why I still pick this guitar. See, living that life on the road won't get you very far. I say, man, you should have been down in Tupelo, seen what was in the front row. There was this girl, beer in her hand, shoot me a play, a little Skinner grin. She's turning it up, she's turning me on, and I'd play her anything she'd sing along. I was out of my mind, she was out of this world. There was this girl. So much pain. Took 6 months on the farm before I saved up. All my drinking buddies still out on the town, wondering why I ever settled down. But there was this girl holding my hand, shoot me a star to lie together grin. Out of my mind.
Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Update on the megachurch shooting yesterday in Houston from ABC's Maria Villarreal.
Authorities say 36-year-old Genesee Moreno walked into Joel Olstein's famed Lakewood megachurch with her 7-year-old son and opened fire with an AR-15. Shots thundering inside the hall just before a Spanish-language service was set to start. Two off-duty officers returning fire. Moreno's son shot in the head in critical condition. Moreno pronounced dead at the scene, found with anti-Semitic writings on her person.
Trump lawyers filing a brief with the federal D.C. Court of Appeals over a request to send the January 6th case back for trial. They're asking the Supreme Court to stop that until the final word is heard on their immunity question. The House will vote again tomorrow night to remove Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. That impeachment failed by one vote last week. A largely up day on Wall Street. This is ABC News. Potential escalation over Gaza, ABC's Inez de la Quatera.
Egypt threatening to tear up a key Israel-Egypt peace deal if Israel goes ahead with an invasion of Rafah, according to the Associated Press. Over 1 million people have been displaced to the southern town, raising fears some could try to breach the border and cross over into Egypt should an Israeli invasion happen. The Times of Israel reporting Egypt has sent about 40 tanks to bolster security on its border with Gaza.
House Republicans are asking for the special counsel to testify and hand over transcripts and recordings of witnesses. ABC's Andy Field.
It'll be up to the Justice Department to decide whether House Republicans can see and hear records of witnesses, including President Biden, used in the investigation of the classified documents. Some Republicans claiming a double standard where the department did not charge the current president, but issued multiple indictments for former President Trump. Experts saying those cases are different in large part because Mr. Biden cooperated and voluntarily returned the documents, and that Donald Trump did not.
Chuck Severson, ABC News.